This is NPR's Morning Edition. I'm Bob Edwards. In Sierra Leone's civil war, all sides have used children as frontline troops. Young soldiers, often abducted, have committed widespread atrocities. Perhaps the most brutal soldiers have been those children forced into the service of the Rebel Revolutionary United Front, or RUF. A peace accord was signed last year which called for the demobilization of child soldiers. The accord collapsed last month, but the process is continuing, although to a limited extent. NPR's Kenneth Walker reports.
This group of 130 children walked two by two up a road just a few miles from one of the fronts in the Civil War here. It's a town called Mashaka, about 50 miles from the capital, Freetown. They range in age from 18 down to 6 and could be mistaken for any school outing. But these children are recently demobilized soldiers, most from a pro-government militia. In their Temene language, the youngsters sing they do not want to rape, to mutilate, or to kill just anyone. They only want to kill those who attack their people. They are marching toward UNICEF officials who will take them to a camp where they will begin the process of demilitarization and reunification with their families. John Escamara is in charge of collecting child soldiers in Mashaka.
They will be learning trade. Some will learn in trade, some will learn in skills like carpentry, mason, tailoring, while some will go to school. Also, they will be taking care of their health, their clothing, their food. I mean, all the necessity in life.
One of the child protection officers for UNICEF is Rosenda Brooker. She says that before the peace agreement fell apart last month, all sides had agreed to demobilize the children, but now only pro-government forces are complying.
We've received over 1,700 children already through the demobilization process, and we continue to receive children. As we all know, the majority of the children or the fighters with the RUF are young fighters. A lot of them would be under 20 years of age. We think that there may be up to 6,000 children in total. What we do is we try to give back their childhood and the opportunities that every child should get.
UNICEF keeps former child soldiers in camps about 6 weeks. A priest who works with demobilized youngsters says that's not nearly long enough. He insists the children need at least 6 months of daily therapy and then years of follow-up. Back in Freetown, one of those who went through the priest program talks about his life as a soldier. 12-year-old Sharif Karoma was kidnapped 2 years ago by the rebels. Speaking in the local Creole, Sharif says he and other new recruits were pushed to the front of every battle, which terrified them. The rebel solution was to give them cocaine.
They give you any day. All one sleep and they give me.
They give me every day. In the night before I go to bed, they give me to drink. That is, they mix it, it's like a milk. Then in the daytime before going for attack, they inject me on the right shoulders, the left shoulders, and to the temple in my brain. So it makes me different.
Sharif found the drugs made it easy to kill. In fact, he became so good at murder and mutilation that he was quickly promoted to captain, and the rebels nicknamed him Cut Hands. He escaped a year ago. After 6 months in the rehabilitation program, Sharif was reunited with his brother in Freetown and enrolled in school. He's now in the fourth grade and near the top of his class. Sharif still won't talk about the number of people he killed or mutilated as Captain Cut Hands.
Yes, I feel bad. I anything I make, I pray. I say, God, send me back. I don't want that. I send me back. I would let me. Say, God, forgive me. What you done? All I don't do show.
Yes, I do think about it always. But the thing is, it's with a big regret, because it was not my wish I was captured. So I always ask that God forgives me. I pray fervently now, because it was not my wish, and I regret it deeply.
All the pro-government forces in Sierra Leone say they will continue releasing their child soldiers, but since the rebels have been under increasing attack by government troops, aid workers say that the abduction of children has resumed at an alarming pace in the areas under rebel control. Kenneth Walker, NPR News, Freetown.